to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic Playbook, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zm. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Government launches two agricultural projects to boost food security and economic diversification. Mutoto Kafuaya criticizes government for failing to appoint substantial Auditor General for over a year. In Global News, Mali coup leader granted 5-year term in power. A very good evening to you with the main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezinamwinga. The details. Government has launched two transformative agricultural projects, namely the Smart Farming for Sustainable Livelihoods project and the One Country, One Priority Product Initiative, aimed at improving the country's food security and economic diversification. Speaking at the official launch of the project funded by the Korean government in Lusaka this afternoon, Agricultural Minister Ruben Mutolo said the initiatives are designed to boost the resilience and competitiveness of horticulture value chains by promotions, climate-smart agriculture practices, enhancing market integration, and strengthening agri-business linkages. Mr. Mutolo says the projects are expected to significantly contribute to improved household incomes and better nutritional outcomes, particularly in the target districts of Lusaka and Chongwe, where they will optimize vegetable production systems. He is positive that the projects will strengthen institutional and community capacities by delivering training programs, technical assistance, and knowledge exchange activities, thereby empowering key stakeholders along the value chain.
The Ministry of Agriculture, through its commitment to strategic agricultural reform, successfully launched a crop diversification strategy last year. Within this strategic framework, the timely introduction of these two complementary projects, the Smart Farming for Sustainable Livelihoods project and the One Country, One Product, One Priority Product of Initiative, are a testament to the government's unwavering efforts to promote crop diversification, enhance household food and nutritional security, and elevate rural incomes.
At the same event, Korean Ambassador to Zambia, Jae Kyung Park, has assured of continued support to the agriculture sector to build stronger food systems and better livelihoods of Zambians.
Through this approach, we have applied advanced technologies and strategic policies to enhance efficiency, resilience, and sustainability in agriculture.
Meanwhile, Food and Agriculture Organizations of the United Nations, FAO, Representative Suze Filippini says the 4-year Smart Farming for Sustainable Livelihoods initiative will be valued at $3.75 million and is expected to play a crucial role in advancing the goal of zero hunger. In other news, Lunte Member of Parliament Mutoto Kafuaya has expressed concern over the absence of a legally recognized and appointed Auditor General in the country for over a year. Speaking at a media briefing for PF members of parliament this afternoon, Mr. Kafuya welcomed the appointment of Stella Nyonda as Deputy Auditor General, but questioned why a similar appointment has not been made for the position of Auditor General. He has emphasized that the prolonged vacancy could potentially undermine transparency and accountability, particularly in the annual audit reports, which are crucial for the country. Mr. Kafuya also expressed concern over the continued tenure of Acting Auditor General Ron Mwambwa, questioning his prolonged stay in office.
One Deputy Auditor General has been appointed to fill one of those positions. Congratulations to the appointee. What I'm still wondering is why the Auditor General cannot be appointed. I'm wondering whether the President has failed to identify talent which can be able to perform the functions of Auditor General. From the time Dr. Dick Chandel was forced to resign, up to now, there has been no Auditor General in the country, and you can't keep the audit office without the Auditor General. I think the President should find a way of appointing the Auditor General. He has kept that office without the head for too long.
At the same briefing, Matero Member of Parliament Miles Samba has criticized the alleged harassment and victimization of local gold miners in Mufumbwe district by police officers. Mr. Samba has instead suggested a more coordinated approach to ensure that locals benefit from the area's mineral wealth rather than facing restrictions.
Not now. The foreigners are getting 100% everything. So I'm appealing to this government to leave those gold miners and not whip them like they are children. Even those people who are whipping those miners, this government should go and arrest them. It's illegal. They have rights and they should not be whipped. And not even our children do we whip these days. Now, adults with families whipping them like children. So that's unacceptable.
Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance Parliamentary Chairperson Brian Munduvila has expressed strong opposition to government's proposed 33.6 billion kwacha supplementary budget for lacking clear priorities that would directly benefit the people of Zambia. The Water Resources Management Authority, WARMA, has warned that Zambia's water resources are under increasing threat due to harmful human activities and the effects of climate change, posing serious challenges to the authority's oversight and regulatory role. WARMA Regulations and Compliance Manager Engineer Douglas Luvawa says water wastage at household level, coupled with the indiscriminate dumping of untreated effluent and solid waste into water bodies, continues to undermine the sustainability of the country's water systems. Engineer Luvawa has noted that these human actions are compounding the already significant impacts of climate change, making it increasingly difficult for the authority to effectively manage and protect water resources. He has emphasized the urgent need for widespread public sensitization to promote responsible water use and protection, stressing that citizen involvement is crucial in building resilience. Engineer Lubaba has further called for water harvesting and other sustainable interventions as key solutions to safeguard the country's water future, while emphasizing the need for early warning systems to floods and other occurrences.
We are also trying to ensure that the human influence, particularly on water resources, is reduced. So we realize we have got a lot of catchment which are degraded. Mm-hmm. So the idea is, if we protect this degraded catchment, we restore this degraded catchment, we are going to build more resilience of water resources. Even when we are having these shocks from the climate, then we are going to have at least more water. And ours is to ensure that we take lead in this action. Secondly, is the issue to do with the flooding aspect. So that idea is the issue, also is on the issue of where we try to make sure that we help people on how to plan for flooding. For instance, I mentioned about the flood early warning systems.
Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Sia Luvalo has reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring local authorities take full control of markets and bus stations in their jurisdiction and operate them fairly and transparently. In a speech read for him by Local Government Permanent Secretary for Administration Gabriel Pollin during the pass-out parade of council offices at Chalimbana Local Government Training Institute in Chongwe today, Mr. Sialuvalo said the council believes shall be at the center of ensuring transparency in markets and bus stations. Mr. Sialuvalo has since extended his gratitude to all the stakeholders who contributed to the